My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Su.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to set up a basic remarketing campaign. So for those of you that need a quick overview of remarketing, it's basically when you visit a site like Amazon and Amazon goes on, when you're on Facebook, you're seeing the same product appear. Basically, it's the same banners following you around if you visit a specific page or just any page in general, you're able to retarget people. So first and foremost, Facebook has a pixel that you can place on all your pages. Google has a retargeting pixel. And then LinkedIn also has a pixel too. So when it comes to remarketing, make sure that you have the right pixels on your site. And then ideally, if you're on the marketing team and you want to be able to control these pixels later, ideally you have Google Tag Manager set up so you can place these pixels on the pages that you want. Now, if you're part of a large organization, it's probably not going to be as easy for you because devs don't want you breaking stuff. But if you're part of a smaller organization using something like Google Tag Manager or Segment, that's segment.io, I believe, that's going to allow you to place pixels pretty quickly and you're going to not have to, you know, bother your dev team all the time to make pixel adjustments. So that's the first thing that you need to do.
Once your remarketing campaign is set up, you need to create creatives, and you don't just need to create any ones. You need to create a lot of random ones. Like, everyone tries to create the best ones and like make it perfect. None of that matters. Just throw up a ton of images. And when you throw up a ton of images, rotate them up every single week. The reason I say that is they get ad fatigue. The more people that see them, the frequency goes up. Your clicks decrease per view, and that drastically increases the cost per click. So make sure you rotate up the creatives as much as possible and you're creating new ones every single week. I go to Fotolia.com or any stock image site and I just buy hundreds and hundreds of creatives and I just upload them.
One thing that digital marketer has is a Venn diagram on different types of traffic. So you have cold traffic, you have warm traffic, and you have hot traffic. Cold traffic has never heard of you before. They've never engaged with your brand. Warm traffic, they visited your site, they're on your email list. Hot traffic, they've at least spent $1 with your brand. So these are all fundamentally different people. And just remember, you're marketing to people, not objects, right? So when it comes to remarketing, you can run cold traffic. So these are people that never heard of you, maybe to lookalike audiences or maybe interest groups. Ideally, they're anywhere from 500,000 to 2 million in terms of audience size. And you drive them to a piece of content and you're able to retarget them there. And that way you can start to begin to create a retargeting funnel, or I should say a paid content promotion funnel. And I'll go over that in a little bit, but make sure at the very least, you're at least going about creating great content and you're leveraging that as well by running paid traffic to it and retargeting those people.
Here's one little simple trick that most people get wrong, even the advanced marketers. When you run a remarketing campaign, someone comes to your website, you pixel them, they see your ad around the web, and where do you send them back to if they don't convert? You send them back to the same site. Why would you do that? If they didn't buy from your existing site, with the existing messages, copies, and offers that they saw, why would you send them back to the same pages? Create a new landing page. It could be the same offer, but adjust the text, the copy, make a different pitch, and like figure out a different angle, a position, and see what happens there. When you do that, you'll notice a huge increase in your conversions from your remarketing campaigns, and then you'll be able to spend more money. But that's a big thing that we're seeing that even most advanced marketers that are messing up on.
Yeah, so I want to elaborate on the paid content promotion funnel now. So the idea is I'll give you an example of what we do at Single Grain. So let's say you visit our site. What we'll do is instead of trying to pitch you our services all the time, we're just going to continue to hit you with good content. So we look at our top performing, high converting content inside of Google Analytics. And then afterwards, we're creating different segments of retargeting groups. So people that have visited our website in the past 7 days, and then you have the past 14 days, then you have the past 21, 28 days, and so on. So you're segmenting these buckets out by week. And then you're able to just target people based on week one, week two, week three, week four. So this is a little more complex, but when you're able to do this, the first week I'm going to target people with one of my posts. The second week I'm going to target them with another post, right? So I'm really picking out the top performers for the first 7 or 8 weeks or so. And then in between, I might drive them to a webinar. But the idea is I'm continuing to indoctrinate these people. That way I'm able to not just hit them with the same content over and over. Neil talks about not wanting to, hit ad fatigue. So, the thing with retargeting is when you're hitting anywhere from a 3 to 5 frequency, that's getting too high. But when you're breaking it out like this, you're not going to hit that ad fatigue.
I don't even hit 2. If I hit 2, that's too much.
Yeah. And Ad Expresso has something really good around the benefits of, refreshing your ads over and over. And it shows you how much more you're going to be spending when you have a frequency over 3. So just keep that in mind. But when you're setting up a content retargeting funnel, like what we do, it actually converts well. We actually do generate leads from it. And, we actually generate emails from it too. And, we have it broken down for us, how much a worth of an email is and how much a free consultation is worth.
Try quirky ads as well. I remember my first remarketing campaign that I ever tried, and it was probably one of the highest converting ones. Keep in mind, remarketing was new at this time. It was a banner ad image of me, and it was saying something like, "Want to be cool like Neil Patel? Visit quicksprout.com." That was it. And it was funny. I was getting so many emails from like investors, well-known entrepreneurs were emailing me like, "Dude, we're seeing your ads everywhere on the web. I keep seeing your face. Stop following me." And I'm like, why would I stop? I guess it's working. And then when I was sending out emails in my Gmail, I would put my remarketing pixel in there too. So that way everyone I was sending an email to was also getting remarketed to. And it was hilarious because then everyone was seeing my pixels all over the web. But the quirky ads, and I tested many variations of that, worked so well. I did one on Facebook too at one point. It was like, "Neil Patel likes Neil Patel. Why don't you like him too?" And it was pretty much talking about how I like my own fan page. So why don't you like my fan page as well? But little creative stuff like that converts so well.
Yeah. And just to elaborate, I mean, on the content retargeting funnel even more, I mean, if you, let's say Neil drives people to a webinar, for example, and people reach the webinar page, they've seen the webinar already. So now they're ready to perhaps get the next step, right? Which might be a pitch, or perhaps they didn't purchase, for example, they didn't visit the thank you page, but they saw the webinar. You can tell people a different story when it comes to ads. It's not just through your email funnel. You can actually, you know, tailor a story based on the behaviors that they've done already. And that way it's a lot more congruent versus is just hitting them over and over with the same ad, and people will respect you more, especially like if you're like a marketing agency or you're selling you know, something related to, you know, Facebook advertising, for example, you're trying to teach people on that. Well, guess what? You're showing your Facebook chops by doing something more sophisticated. And if you're able to follow people around and not just bug them with the same ad and tell them a story based on something that they've done, that has a higher conversion rate versus hitting people with the same ad. So with that being said, that's it for this episode of Marketing School. We'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School. Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org. This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.